Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Morning family, the Mitchell Freeway southbound is slow from Ocean Reef Road to Whitfords Avenue and then again further down at Hutton Street. If you're taking the northbound run, you'll be hitting the brakes around the Thomas Road merge point through to Anchortel Road, further up Leach Highway to Cranford Avenue and then again at Canning Highway. Grand Farmer Freeway and Northbridge Tunnel though are both moving well in both directions and there are no incidents to speak of, which is always good news. Please drive safely this morning. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yes, he is. Grant Dusting from McCrindle is here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Statman. Friday. It's always fun to have stats on a Friday, isn't it? It doesn't sound exciting, but it's always been very interesting.
Hey. It's very exciting. Thank
you. It's exciting and it is interesting. I'm just saying, a lot of people have really enjoyed having you come in and talk to us about all kinds of research that you guys do. Well, Random research.
That's lovely to hear. I actually had someone message me the other day, someone who knows me, saying, hey, Grant, I need to ask, are you the stat man?
No, that's so funny.
And actually, so I proudly said, I am the stat man.
Yes, that is me.
I had someone I know come up to me and say, I love the stat man. It's the only time I listen. I'm like, thanks, buddy.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're like, wow.
I'll tell you
thanks.
Who that was off it.
So
Grant. What are we talking about today?
Yes.
Well, we're continuing our theme of the top trends for 2022.
Great.
And today we're going to talk about this trend we're going to call relational fitness.
Oh, like me fitness? Like how I'm getting like super fit?
So we've got muscular fitness, right?
Yeah,
or like health fitness. But then
fitness,
we're talking about social relational fitness and how our social muscles might have been changing since COVID and what the research tells us.
Oh.
Very interesting.
Okay.
All right. So where do we want to start?
Like, so would you say that Australia? I would say Aussies are pretty social.
Well,
When
you think about the typical Aussie, what comes to mind? And I think for most people, the stereotype is laid back, fun loving, fun to be around, and our research backs that up. So,
good. I was going to say, are we not that easygoing and laid back and social?
Well, we're definitely more stressed out than we used to be, but that stereotype of Australians being more sociable than quiet and reserved holds true. So when we asked Australians to self-identify, how do you consider yourself? Twice as many people said, I'm a bit more outgoing and sociable than people who said, I'm reserved and quiet.
That's why
people love coming to Australia. And that's why they love Australians when we go overseas and stuff. Because they're like, you guys are just so fun.
You guys are just fun, eh? Oh,
you just like having a good time. Just enjoying yourself,
it's the times, the vibes. It's all about the vibes.
Yeah.
So I think. So is that Australia-wide?
Australia-wide.
Okay.
So on the whole, we're a more sociable bunch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But since the pandemic, some things have been changing in terms of a bit more hesitancy. And I think there's a bit of a trend of, a change in the social dynamic there.
Well, that makes sense. We're getting a lot of mixed messages. I think a lot of people are getting mixed messages of, get out, support businesses, get out and do all this sort of stuff. But, be safe and don't avoid large crowds.
Yeah.
It's very confusing for people.
Yeah, support live music, but just be careful.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
Well, this is going to be interesting. Well, I'd love to know. I'd really like to know more about how this has affected people and how they do socialise and what the pros and cons are of this research.
Yes. Let's go to song first and then we'll dig into the meat of the subject, shall we? He is, and we are talking about social fitness.
Yes, Grant, thanks for joining us again in the studio on this Friday for all your stats and research. Now, we're talking about that you did some research on Aussies and how social they would call themselves. And we came up pretty good.
Social butterflies.
Yes. Yes, like, in keeping with probably the Aussie stereotype, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, because we're not just about stats. It's about people and understanding social trends. So this discussion today around social fitness or relational fitness is how do we relate to each other and how's that changing?
Mm.
So here's something. People might be familiar with the term FOMO.
Yes.
Or the fear of missing out.
Or the big building that's just opened in Fremantle. But that's not, that doesn't stand
for
FOMO.
That's why it's called FOMO, isn't it?
No, it's called something else, but it's not FOMO. But I know what you're
I need to get out there.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You don't want to miss out.
Oh, I can't miss it.
Don't miss out. Yeah.
So people are familiar with FOMO, fear of missing out. People don't want to miss out. But from our research, we kind of think that that's changing from a fear of missing out to more like a fear of going out.
Okay.
And that people are saying, nearly half of Australians have said they're choosing to spend more time on their own as a result of COVID.
Ooh. Interesting. Do you reckon that's because of like actual fear of getting sick or fear of the hassle of going out? Ah, Hogo. Ha ha ha. Sorry, that's funny. You know what I mean? Like, which do you reckon it's a bit
what
of both?
Is it?
It's
probably I think you've got it, Dan. I think
I'm a statistician.
Oh, there you go.
We have been using that acronym too. It's more like the hassle of going out.
Yeah.
Or HOGO is. And even in WA, to date, we've been pretty COVID free.
Well, this,
right?
What are we like in WA? We haven't really been impacted as much.
Well, that's
yet.
What I thought. I thought, well, the eastern states, they've had more lockdowns, et cetera, so it's going to be worse there. But no, the data hasn't showed a noteworthy difference between people in WA and over east. So it's kind of this underlying social trend that people are saying. Look, going out, there's the practical considerations, particularly now. So masks, thinking about checking in at places, restrictions, which maybe are subject to change. And, and if you're organising something, the people cancelling.
And the actual event cancelling too. And people go, just too much work, too much effort.
Too much hassle.
Not going to do it. Too much hassle.
Oh, yep. And also, do you reckon it's the availability of things to do at home?
Yes.
Do you reckon
so
that's changed?
We think that there's both the practical things, which we've just mentioned, and then there's more options at home.
Yeah,
people saying, well, go out for dessert or stay home, watch Netflix and have some ice cream on the couch. Enticing proposition.
And probably, sorry, before I'm just going to cut in, do you reckon it's also the financial pressures of what's happening and the uncertainty of ongoing work, etc.? Do you reckon that's like, oh, well, I don't need to go out. So I'm not going to spend, you know, $40 on dinner for myself. Mm. You know, depends, probably more than that. Do you reckon that also weighs into the staying home?
Well, I think yes, because there's more. You can get some great premium options at home. You might buy yourself not just the home brand ice cream, but something that's a bit more exotic and special. You know, treat yourself.
It's a bit of a shame because obviously, you know, going out has so many benefits. You know, interacting with people. So, you know, this must have had not just positive in terms of families. You know, you might be spending more time if you've got families at home and that, but what about the people that don't, like the isolation and the people that are at home on their own?
Yep.
How's that going to impact them socially, like for their fitness?
Yeah, it is tricky to navigate. And actually there's more people, 3 in 5 Australians saying, I'm less likely to participate in social activities or organise them over the last couple of years. So there is this underlying change socially that people are a bit more reserved, a bit more hesitant. And some of that is conditioned. So even people who might have an office job, more people, and we've talked about this, I think, in previous weeks, more people now working from home and interacting through a screen is a bit more normalised, even for kind of office workers. So it might be some of that. People are a bit more conditioned thinking, oh, screen-based, I'm not as used to the in-person. So like a social muscle, I think maybe a few people, our social muscle's atrophying a bit and needs to be exercised.
We need to get out more. We need to start being more social people.
Well, I'll tell you, from a physical fitness standpoint, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Yes.
You know? So you've got to get out there, people.
Yes.
Have a good chat.
Someone else, Jackie from Canning Vale, has mentioned she started calling it JOMO, the joy of missing out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's a big win. I'll be honest.
Thanks, Jackie. Yes, JOMO is definitely a thing and something that we've been observing over the last few years and talking about.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see how the research changes now, especially for WA, now that we're going into another phase at this point. But very interesting.
Yep.
Well, don't lose your social fitness, peeps.
Practice.
Keep practicing. Get
exercise
out there.
That muscle.
Pump it. Yep. You know? Just get the pump on, you know? I'm lifting imaginary weights for those of you listening at home. But anyway, that's enough of me.
Statman, fascinating. Once again, look forward to seeing you next Friday.
Ooh,
thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.